begun by Diane Reiner of Latham Jaja's Kids, houses, feeds, schools, and nurtures 19 former street children in Uganda and serves as a center, a community center for children and families in the surrounding area. Its program director is Ronnie Seleyonge. Do I have that even? Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Ronnie. And also a former street child who lives in Kampala, Uganda. Diane and Ronnie met in Uganda in 2006 while Diane was doing a photo essay of Ugandan street children. 11 years have passed, and many of the original children are still there, thriving, and are mentors to the newer kids. Currently, the program has outgrown the house that they rent in Kampala. Their numbers have increased, and as the children have gotten older, their needs have changed as well. Thus, the time has come to take a much-needed leap toward establishing a permanent residence. So on Sunday, September 24th, Jaja's Kids is hosting a gala at Revolution Hall in Troy to launch a fundraising campaign to purchase land in or near Kampala. Here to tell us more about Jaja's Kids, we welcome Diane and Ronnie. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, thank you for having us, Joe.
So this is this Sunday. It is from 2 to 6 p.m., and it is going to be a very, very special time, which the basics of this is helping you all buy a home. We'll get to that in a second. Talk about how this program came about.
Well, 11 years ago, I was doing a photography workshop in Uganda, and my chosen project, a photojournalism project, was to document the life of street children, kids who were too poor to go to school. In Uganda, if you have no money, there's no schooling for you. There's no education because it's not free there. So I needed somebody to take me into the slums where I wanted to go and photograph the children, and I was introduced to Ronnie. And at that time, Ronnie was 20 years old. He had been a street child from the age of 6 until 16. And at the age of 16, he came indoors and was taken into a program and adjusted to life living off of the street. So when I met him, he took me around to the slum areas. I met children, and we bonded. We bonded right at that point.
And did you always know what the mission was going to be?
It's evolved over the years. It's been very, very interesting. My mission actually has always been and still is to help Ronnie do what he dreams of doing. And his dream has been to help street kids. So it started in the beginning with, a meal on Friday afternoons or some dance practice for the kids in the slums, trying to teach them English and math, a few things like that. And it just kept evolving. You know, we bought T-shirts for the kids at Christmas time. They got rain jackets during the rainy season. And then we started to realize how much it was necessary to give these kids a permanent place to live, to give them a home, and to get them out of the street environment.
So for you, Ronnie, that as Diane just said, this is something to what you do best in the work. So your dream for this has been what? What do you want to accomplish in working with these children?
Well, first, I'll thank you so much to invite me in this studio.
Great pleasure to have
and,
you.
And before I go straight to your question, I would really love to use this opportunity to thank every single person that contributes on our program in the U.S., without you know, people helping us, we would really do anything we're doing now. So my dream when I met Diane, my dream became true. Yes, because after living on the street, being habilitated in one program for 3 years, again I went back and helping my other kid, my other fellow friends on the street by, my experience, telling them how they should survive on the street. So in that way, when Diane came in, of course, I gave her a tour around the street, and a lot of things happened that day. And from that day, she told me to keep talking about it. And, we started, helping kids, one by one, and today we have a home of 19 children. And everything we do and the life we are living at home, it's kind of okay and we are happy. But there's one little thing that worries me and the children in the home is the landlord to come someday and say, get out of my house.
Mm. We have a rented house, and we've had it for 5 years. And it's really time the kids are outgrowing the house.
So so when we get an opportunity to someday have a permanent place, that's when we are going to have a sense of, you know, being free 100% and do a lot of co-curricular activities with the children that I didn't even have an opportunity when I was, you know, sitting right down on the street. Yes.
I want to go, let's just step back one part of this. And knowing that you work with Ugandan street children, which you yourself identify as early on, what does that mean? What for those kids, what kind of lives are they living at the time they come to you?
The life they live before they came to me?
Yes.
Well, there's no difference between the life they were living before they came to me and the life I was living. There was no difference. Probably the little change is we coming from a different background, that are some of the children living on the street because their parents are gone, they are dead. Some of the kids living on the street because of poor. Some of the, like, there's certain amount of, you know, there's different, you know, kind of life on the street. But every child living on the street looking for the opportunity that, you know, that I give to the few that I have in a home.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a variety of reasons. There's many orphans in our home, and there's also many children that do have a family, but the family is too poor, as Ronnie said. They just can't afford to take care of them. And so these kids were living out during the day, not getting a meal regularly at all. They might have to scrounge around in the trash cans to find some food. Sleeping on the ground at night, sleeping in. Actually, when we started our home was because Ronnie had identified a group of children that were sleeping in a abandoned church on a mud floor. And when I heard that, I said, we've got to do more than just give them a meal once a week. We've got to give them a home. So that's how we started the house.
When it comes to the, as we said, 19 children, there could be a lot more, right? I mean, I mean, I don't want to underplay what you're doing because it's so vitally important, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination curing that problem.
Well, it's not, but it's it's a drop in the bucket, and yet it's an important drop.
Of course.
For two reasons. One is that we actually do have a community center, and there are children that come in to our home all the time. There's one little boy that's there for every meal because his home life isn't very good. There's kids that come and use our library to read books. But there's also a ripple effect because we're helping the families of these children that we have in the home. And by helping the families, we just now paid for the final tuition for one of the sisters to one of our kids to finish high school, to finish secondary school. So she'll be able to go on. And the ripple effect from what we do with our children really reaches out to many others. And they become a role model, as Ronnie is a role model for them.
Ronnie?
Well, adding on that is there are very many kids that are going through a tough life in Kampala, around our area and the streets where I grow up from. But looking at the point of someday having a land that we are having in dream right now, and that will be a point of helping more than 19 kids that we have in a home. That will be a point of, you know, having a place where they can come and learn different skills so someday probably they can stand for their life. So that is what I'm looking at this point, to add more children.
And I love the idea as the kids get older, then they come back and help the home as well.
Right.
You brought me a book looking at some of the pictures from, I guess, a recent visit.
Yes, yeah.
And first of all, these kids are just beautiful and gorgeous. And
thank you.
And they're beautiful inside as well.
Well, yeah,
very
absolutely.
Beautiful.
I mean, just, and the stories are heartbreaking. All boys. Are there any girls?
There's two girls. Can't distinguish it because they all have the same haircut.
Okay. All right.
You know, the girls wear skirts. That's the way you'd see them. There are two girls in there, Sonia and Daphne. There are two girls.
Well, we have a lot of
Daphne. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
We have a lot of girls that are coming from the community. They come to the center for the community program, reading books in our small library we have. the challenge is we can't keep girls in the same home with the boys.
Right.
So those two are living in a small room where the house mother.
An international problem.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And they're at that age.
Of course.
So when I registered the organization, the government visiting the place more than five times. To approve the program that you're doing with the children. So I asked a request from the government to allow me at least keeping two girls in the program because they didn't have where to live. And then the government said, okay, but we're going to keep, coming and monitoring and see what is going on. Yeah. So we have a house mother and staying with those two girls, and we have a security guard always around 24 hours. We have really good people that, doing what they want to
do
with the
program. There's a staff of five there. It's really, and they're terrific. They're all terrific.
Well, it is a wonderful event that's going to be happening this Sunday, September 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. That's right next to Brown's Brewing, for those of you unfamiliar or familiar with Troy. It's Revolution Hall, 425 River Street, and you get a chance to chat with Ronnie and to see what's going on. There will be an auction, and there will be African art for sale. There will be African music. It'll be a beautiful afternoon. You can find out more information by going to zhazhaskids.org. Let me spell that for you. We have a link, by the way, on our website, so if you just go there, you'll find it right away. But it's a JAJJASKids.org. JAJJASKids.org. Diane and Ronnie, I thank you so much for the beautiful work you're doing. I wish you all the luck in the world. A great pleasure and an honor to meet you, sir. And thank you very much for visiting and for coming here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
Diane,
you, Joe.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate it.
Thank you
it.
Very much. We're pleased to be here.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.